unexpected grace. The flash of taillights ahead, our line of vehicles slows. Soon we grind to a halt, mobile messed a parking lot. Lights flash as an ambulance creeps down the shoulder. I cran my head, see nothing. So far back in the pack, my view is a wall of cars and trucks. Time ticks. The radio plays rock and I sit and wait. After 20 minutes, I shut the car off. Another 10 and I roll down the window. Early morning sun heating glass and leather. One by one, vehicles around me ping from idle to stop. We're here for the long haul. Off the shoulder, a barbed wire fence. Beyond that, a copse of trees and man-made pond. Cows graze a gentle slope. Overhead, a hawk soars and spirals the currents. Folding wings, it stoops and dives into the pasture. Minutes pass as I watch, rapt. The bird struggles aloft, carrying dangling prey, flapping for home and hungry mouths to stuff full. Air wafts, exhaust and dirt, the tang of faded rain. Black cows amble in a long line to the pond to drink, and I catch a two-tone low from a straggler as a meadowlark bursts into song. It's pleasant to sit, ignore being late to work, ignore anything but the scene in my passenger window, framed in blue, how it plays out whether I'm stopped or driving, never asking for my attention, not noticing the calm thrum of my contentment.